We're doing Tayag Mitzvot. We were dealing with the Mitzvot of Pesach, and we were running through the Seder. We were up to Magid. In preparation for Magid, we pour the second cup, and a person should have in mind, I'm doing this in fulfillment of the rabbinic institution of having four cups of wine in a manner of freemen and rejoicing, and they correspond to the four terms of redemption that God used. And we align this with the pasuk v'igata levincha, that we want the child to wonder. We want to cause him to ask questions. So child is used to seeing kiddush and then the meal. Here he sees we made kiddush, and then we don't make a motzi. We go ahead and pour another cup of wine. So the kids can ask us, hey, what's going on? What is it? What happened to the meal? Why are you pouring another cup of wine? So we do this in part to cause the child to question what's going on here tonight. His questions will lead us to tell him the story the way the Torah wanted us to tell him the story, that he should ask questions and we will answer him and tell him the great miracles Hashem made for us in Mitzrayim. And that's a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to do the rabbinic institutions. So the rabbis instituted to pour the cup now, and that's what we're doing. And in Magid, we will recount the miracles that God did for us in Mitzrayim, and that is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to remember. Hashem says, remember this day I took you out of Mitzrayim, and tell over to your children on this day of Pesach why God took you out of Mitzrayim. When you have the matzah and maror laying before you, that's the time you have a biblical mitzvah to recount the story of Mitzrayim, which is what we're about to do in Magid. We say Magid, and then we reach the point at the end of the story where we say, because of this, we owe God thanks. And Magid leads us into the praise of God. After we recount the redemption, we conclude Magid with songs of praise, thanking Hashem for the great redemption He did for us. And those songs of praise begin with the word Lefichach. Therefore, we are responsible to give thanks to God. And being that we're about to sing songs of praise, we take the cup and we lift it. And from there to the end of the blessing that will conclude Magid, we hold the cup, so to speak, hold it up in honor of the song that we're singing in honor of God. Being that we're going to honor the cup with holding it, and we're foregoing the bread, which ordinarily takes precedence over the wine, we cover the matzah, we cover the bread. We prepare ourselves for saying Hallel, and Hallel is a song of thanking Hashem for all the good that He did for us. And this is a rabbinic institution that our sages said, On our days of rejoicing, it says in the Torah we should blow trumpets before God. So we have on tradition that the trumpets are accompaniment to the song, meaning we're supposed to sing, and the trumpets, the instruments are simply an accompaniment. So too here tonight, when we sing in honor of Hashem, thanking Hashem for the miracles He did for us, we are fulfilling that obligation to sing and give thanks. And this is the rabbinic institution of saying Hallel on Pesach night. And whenever we do a rabbinic institution, we're fulfilling the two biblical commandments to listen to the rabbis. When we finish the Magid, we drink the cup of wine, we make a blessing over it, us Ashkenazim, and we should have in mind with that blessing over the wine that it should encompass all the drinks we will drink in the meal. Then we run to Rachza, we wash our hands in preparation for the meal. And that is again a rabbinic institution to sanctify our hands, to wash our hands in preparation for eating bread. And when we'll make blessings over the bread, that's a fulfillment of another rabbinic institution. And when we eat the challah, when we eat the matzah, we're eating matzah that we removed the challah from. We have a biblical commandment to remove challah, to remove a portion of the dough to give the kohen. Nowadays that the kohanim are impure, we burn that. So all of that is a fulfillment of the Torah's mitzvot and the rabbi's mitzvot. And we'll pick up with Motzi Matzah Be'ez Hashem next time.